calling him the David Attenborough of the fruit veg world. But after going to the shop the other day, we've decided it's more the Tony Soprano of the fruit and veg world. Knows everything that's going on in fruit and veg. Phil from Forbidden Fruit.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's gone from wonderful to worse. Now I sound like the real dodgy greengrocer.
Nah, it's more, you know, it's more the exciting side of the Tony Soprano. You know, it knows everything that's going on in every corner of the produce section of
What? I was going to do some really, really poor Italian accent, but I'm not out of respect for all my wonderful Italian customers and some of my suppliers in Donnybrook. Oh, dear.
So
anyway, there is still lots of beautiful stuff happening in fresh fruit and veg in the state. Obviously, we're still smack bang in the middle of citrus season. We're seeing wonderful navels come from all over the state, from as far afield as Mora, and we're now getting plenty of local stuff through from Harvey, through from Burracup as well. There's a lot of beautiful oranges kicking around now. Like I mentioned last week, the blood oranges have started, so if you really want to try something a bit different as far as the citrus goes, get into those guys. The colours are striking. Flavour's amazing. They're really sweet. Certainly worth a lot. Look, if you really like your oranges, once again, Karakoa Reds, get into those while they're around. They're a magic one, a little bit low in acid, so if you suffer from a little bit of gout or maybe a little bit of indigestion, they're a great one if you want to get into an orange but you're a bit scared of them. Most of the good quality local mandis have definitely finished. Don't get me wrong, there will be some mandarins available. Some of them may be stored. Some of them might be coming from other states, so I probably won't be selling them. After the wonderful year we had with our local suppliers, I would be very disappointed. I don't want to disappoint any of my customers either. So mandis, you will see a few around. The good news is the guys from Capel, their hybrid mystiques, which I bang on about every single time they're coming up, they should be out within a week or two. So they're a hybrid cross between a mandarin and an orange. All the flavours of a mandi, they're just magnificent. So we'll let you know when they're around because there's a lot of local retailers that jump onto those. West Australian avos are certainly starting there. We're getting Haas from up in the Gingin region. They're coming through fairly good, tasting really good. We should see some local sharwheels kicking around. There's a couple of local suppliers down this end of the world that have got sharwheels. These things are massive, big, round, and super, super tasty. So keep your eyes out for those guys. They're a really good quality one as well. The Haas prices are much higher than what we would normally expect, even early in the season. So just be prepared. I keep mentioning it, but we are going to see some fairly expensive avos towards Chrissy time. Still seeing really good varieties of apples and pears come through. A lot of guys are breaking into their cold storage now, so we're getting them even fresher and tastier than what we were over the last few months. I just want to quickly mention the Carnarvon veg. We're seeing wonderful corn, capsicums come through. Still a little expensive and small on the cucumber side of things, but they have experienced a much cooler year than normal up there. And we're still seeing really good pumpkin supplies coming through. Most of them are still good quality southwest pumpkins. So there's a lot to be happy about in fresh fruit and veg.
I'm excited to try one of these mystiques. I love the name of it. And obviously the idea that it's like a mandarin cross with an orange. Yum!
Yeah, they are so tasty, mate. So I'll keep you informed.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for the update. Phil, we'll catch you next week.
Have a great week.
Everything Southwest, especially the food on Triple M Southwest here. It's Edgy for breakfast. And lined up next, My Happiness with Powderfinger. Hope that puts a bit of happiness in your Monday morning.